HarperCollins presents The Forgotten Seamstress by Liz Trenow, read by Danielle Farrow. Acknowledgements. Many might think it a foolhardy enterprise for a non-quilter to write a novel with a patchwork quilt as one of its main characters, but I was incredibly fortunate to be introduced to a true expert, teacher and fellow author, Lynn Edwards, MBE, who embraced the project with such enthusiasm, I knew at once that our collaboration would produce something remarkable. With her years of experience and expertise, Lynn knew precisely what fabrics, techniques, and other influences Maria would have had during the various stages of her life, and we had great fun creating her virtual quilt. The pattern is available on my website at www.liztrenow.com. And we would both be thrilled should anyone be tempted to try it. Any technical inaccuracies about fabrics, quilting and patchwork in the novel are, of course, entirely mine. As a teenager, I was an inpatient on a clinical ward at Severals Hospital on the outskirts of my hometown of Colchester, and that brief experience of the place has never left me. For my research into its history for this novel, I am indebted to those who created the website and collection of historic photographs at www.severalshospital.co.uk, and in particular to the writer and sociologist Diana Gittins, author of a remarkable exploration of the hospital's work entitled Madness in Its Place, published Routledge, 1998. My thanks, too, to Kate Wigley and others at the Warner Archive in Braintree, which is where I first became entranced by a scrap of extraordinary silk in cream damask with pure silver threads, which became the central focus of the quilt and the narrative. This was one of the May silks, handwoven for the wedding dress of Princess May, later Queen Mary, by Warner and Sons in 1893. Also to May Berkower, who introduced me to the mysteries of fabric conservation. My daughters Becky and Polly both read early drafts and gave me useful feedback as well as helping me get into the mind of my contemporary character, a 30-something professional metropolitan girl. Finally, I am indebted to the support and guidance of three wonderful women, Caroline Hardman of Hardman & Swainson Literary Agency, and my two editors at HarperCollins Avon, Caroline Hogg and her successor, Lydia Newhouse, without whom this book would never have happened. To David, who has, as ever, been a constant source of love and support. Patchwork. Noun. A. Work consisting of pieces of cloth of various colours and shapes sewn together. B. Something composed of miscellaneous or incongruous parts. Quilt, verb. A. To fill, pad, or line something like a quilt. B. To stitch, sew, or cover something with lines or patterns resembling those used in quilts. C. To fasten layers of fabric and/or padding in this way. From the Medical Superintendent, Helena Hall, 2nd April, 1970. Dear Dr. Meadows, thank you for your letter in reference to your student, Patricia Morton. We are always keen to support the work of bona fide research projects, and will certainly endeavour to provide her with the contacts and other information that she seeks. However, before giving permission, we would like your personal written confirmation that she will observe the following. All interviews must be carried out anonymously, and no information which might identify the patient or staff member must appear in the final publication. No patient may be interviewed without their prior informed consent, supported by their psychiatric consultant and, where appropriate, a key family member. Any member of staff must seek the prior written consent of their senior manager. In regards to former staff members and patients, Eastchester Mental Health Service has no jurisdiction, but we would seek your reassurance that Ms. Morton will observe the same conditions of confidentiality as above. I am sure she will appreciate that, in terms of research data...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?